foreign ministers from China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh will hold a meeting on coping with COVID-19 today via video link. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will chair the meeting. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson says the six foreign ministers will exchange opinions on deepening anti-pandemic cooperation and advancing the post-pandemic economic recovery. Chinese experts will join a working group under the International Atomic Energy Agency on Japan's Fukushima water disposal plant. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says dumping nuclear wastewater into the sea is extremely irresponsible. Wang says the disposal plan endangers the vital interests of Japan's neighboring countries and also poses threat to the global marine environment. Wang says the IAEA should initiate a technical working group as soon as possible that involves China and other stakeholders to carry out work concerning the wastewater disposal plants. He says China's now in close communication and coordination with the IAEA over the issue. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says China is ready to help India fight against the new wave of COVID-19.
We are making it clear that we stand ready to help India fight its recent outbreak. Both sides have been communicating on the matter. If India puts forward specific needs, China is willing to provide support and assistance to the best of its ability.
Wang says China stands ready to work with the international community to continue to promote equitable distribution of vaccines. He also called on capable countries to support and help developing countries to access vaccines. India's nationwide vaccination drive was started on January 16th, and over 141 million vaccination doses have been administered across the country so far. Health officials in India are urging people not to panic as new coronavirus cases hit a record number for a fifth day. The government says it's doing all it can to boost supply of medical oxygen and vaccines across the country. It's ordered all industries to divert supplies for medical use. The third batch of COVID-19 vaccines donated by the Chinese government was handed over to the Pakistani side during a ceremony in Islamabad on Monday. Pakistani Federal Minister for Economic Affairs Omar Ayub Khan says Pakistan is facing a serious third wave of COVID-19 and the newly arrived vaccine doses will help the country to build immunity. Chinese Ambassador Nong Rong says China will continue to support Pakistan's fight against the pandemic. The third batch of Chinese government-donated vaccines arrived in Pakistan on Saturday. The Chinese military also donated a batch of vaccines to the Pakistani army. Pakistan has also purchased several consignments of COVID-19 vaccines from China. The U.S. Census Bureau announced yesterday that the country now has a population topping 331 million, marking the country's slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The figure represents an increase of 7.4% over the official population count from the 2010 census. Demographers say the United States may be entering an era of substantially lower population growth due to a leveling off of immigration, a declining birth rate, and an aging population. Based on the new census results, six states will gain more seats in Congress during the upcoming once-a-decade redistricting battles. Among them, Texas will add two seats, while Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat. Chinese regulators have launched an investigation into food delivery service Meituan over allegations of anti-monopoly violations. The State Administration for Market Regulation is probing whether the company used an exclusive deal to force customers to pick the platform. The company issued a statement on Monday pledging to work with the authorities on the investigation.